Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. So for today, the recap, we begin with in the low marsh, where we see Dalem literally rolling in the mud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And while people are hanging out, Mina gets confronted by Emma Toad Whisper about Fluffernub's fey nature. During this time, Joe makes himself useful and gathers some rations for everyone, and Gim finds a dragon statue just in the mud. He uses Emma's help to contact Liedrich, and Liedrich sends his friend Orr Decor, an orc with an eye patch, to help move the statue and help you guys on the next leg of your journey. It was going to take a couple days for you guys for Orr to reach you, so everyone decided to head south to find out what the salamanders are up to. Joe introduced Emma as part of his network and got his interesting rock recharged. And you guys take off to the south to explore. And as you guys get down there, you find four salamanders and a kobold. Joe tried to use Geo's communicator to bluff his way into their good graces. Dalem raised a zombie as a distraction. Oh, yeah. It kind of worked until it didn't, and then that's when the fight broke out. The fire salamander was in charge and was a powerful source of magic and seemed to be very strong in levels above the others that were with him. But luckily, you guys were able to knock out all four of the salamanders and leave the kobold alive. The kobold, though, sacrificed himself to bring his mistress back to life. And this point, the salamander got away, and Dalem raised the kobold from the dead. And that's where we kind of ended things. Yeah.
We're raising zombies, Meech. Come on.
I gotta do what I'm good at.
Zombies are very strong, so I don't blame her.
Strong bees!
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get out of here.
Yeah. Wait, but, didn't I choose for him to last a long time?
You had all four options, so
holy crap. See.
It's talented, so we have to decide which of its stats gets a +2 modifier. It's durable, so it has +HP for every one level you have. It has a functioning brain and can complete complex tasks, and it does not appear obviously dead for at least a day or two. So you have a good zombie right now as a little kobold, which could be useful depending on how we use it. But after Joe got a firebolt in the face, though, he kind of stands up, brushes himself off. He pulls out his little pocket watch and he seems to read a little message. And he just goes, "Well, I don't like the sound of this. Excuse me, y'all. I gotta go handle this. This knowing where we are business is all about." He walks over to one of the trees that seems.
This is what you and Joe agreed that's gonna happen. That Joe's doing right now.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah. don't worry. It's about to get wild. So.
Oh, cool.
Joe walks over to a tree that seems kind of benign, kind of obvious and stuff. And he grabbed a couple items out of like the supply stuff, some basic stuff. He grabbed a potion for himself and then a ration or two just to make sure he had everything. And he goes over to the largest tree, knocks onto the wood, fastball special, please, to reel. At which point, some assassin vines wrap around him and just hucks him out of the zone. Like just like launches him away.
In the air, just woo!
Yep.
That's kind of awesome. So he got sent over to where did he say?
To Reel.
The fastball special.
Yeah. Reel is the leader of the Metallic Rote over in Boiling Springs. So he's going to go run over there. And we've talked about some other ideas of where he's actually going to land, what sort of side stuff he may be up to. So we'll figure it out as we go.
And quick recap on Reel. Metallic Row is the group that's against the lizard, right?
Yeah, they're the kind of the adventurer group who hired you. They splintered off from the golden guard, the golden spiral, who became the golden guard. So they're kind of like, they're trying to be like the new adventurer group and stuff.
I gotcha. And Real is specifically the one that did hire us.
Yes.
Right? Okay, cool.
Yeah. You guys have met him. So you know who he is.
And yep.
He's a one-armed orc, and he hired you guys. And he just got launched. And Joe just got launched, apparently trying to go see him. So we'll see how that goes.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is reminiscent of a certain orc and hobbit I know. I used to know.
That's very funny you bring that up. But Dalem, you have this kobold in front of you that's looking pretty fresh and ready to serve his new master. Mister. Yeah. Not a bad smell, though, because, I mean, he looks pretty good, and he's going to last a day or two, so.
Very nice. Hello, little kobold. Can you understand me?
Of course I can, master. It's good to meet you.
Oh, he's called me master.
Before we keep going with the conversation, though, he has a +2 modifier for one of his stats. Which stat do you want to give him?
What stats does he have right now?
He has all the 6 basic ones. So he has a +1 for strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, charisma. To remind you, this kobold was kind of like the personal attendant of the salamander who was kind of in charge of the group here. So maybe that'll affect which one you pick, but which one do you kind of want to give to? How do you want, to start like questioning this guy? Cause he's like in charge. He's helpful to you right now. So
maybe he should have some intelligence. That kind of makes sense.
That could be good. Cause especially now, like if he answers a lot of questions, then maybe he'll know a lot of information.
That's a good point. That was a good point.
Yeah.
And he can perform complex tasks.
He can. Good memory. But what do you want to do with this little guy? Do you want to start asking him questions now, or do you guys want to start kind of, you guys have time. Like, I mean, there's a little campfire. They left the supplies around. There's a couple dead salamanders still around, but this would be a time for you guys to kind of heal up if you want and stuff. I think Dalem has a bunch of bandages if you need it, but I think the only person who's really hurt was Joe.
Have we already looted the salamanders laying around?
No, we didn't really get into that. Joe got a fireball in the face when he tried to loot the one who was in charge, but we can kind of roll up some stuff for you guys and let's see what sort of just regular loot everybody's got. So let's see.
Can I do tricks of the trade?
Sure. What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm mostly just looking for money.
Tricks of the trade. When you pick locks, pockets, or disable traps, roll dex. Sure. You don't need to right now. I mean, there's nothing around. There's no danger. So I'm just trying to look up a table so I can just give you guys some stuff. That's
fair enough.
Yeah.
Quick question. So I was stunned, I think, last round. Can I get rid of that -1 or no?
Yes, you did have a little bit of a stun. That's going to take some time, so maybe we can have Dalem kind of heal you up, because I think your Dalem's lay on hands can get rid of that. Yes.
I might accidentally take it on me, but yeah.
Okay.
Stunned is an intelligence debuff. I think you're fine.
I got intelligence to spare.
Pretty dumb. All right, roll charisma then, Dalem, if you're going to do that. Yeah.
Okay, one sec. Here it comes.
All right. 11. Great. Oh, so you heal 1d8 or remove 1 disease. So yeah, you can remove the stunned from Gim.
Remove the stun.
All right. Hot diggity dug.
Yeah.
Unstunned pogs.
Yep, you can decheck that. And let's see for gold. There's probably something around here. So let's give you guys... Probably definitely some coins and stuff. Okay, how about one of you, somebody roll a d10 twice. Let's see what you guys find.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Do it. Mm. Are you going for more than just money, or do you want something else?
This will be like on a random table, so there's going to be quite a bit of stuff. So 8 and a 4. Nice. So let's see. So a 4. A small gem. A small item, gem, or art of considerable value worth 2d10 times 10 coins. So roll me 2d10 again.
Okie dokie.
2.
Okay. What the heck?
So you find a little small little gem, like something that's only worth 20 coins. So,
all right.
Yeah, put it down that you have it. Zero weight. So
oh, zero weight. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, exactly. And then
it's like a painted rock.
Yeah.
It's and worth how much? 20?
People paint
20 coin. Then Gim, can you roll 2d6 for me?
Roll 2d6? Sure, I can. Okay.
Great. So, for you guys both rolled on a table, you guys roll very similar things. So while Mina reaches around and finds a small little thing, oh, hey, look, a 20. Great. Gim reaches around and finds something that's worth 500 coins. zero weight, just like a small little valuable item. And just like
an amulet, it's worth or something.
Something like what is it? You tell me. It's like a small item. It doesn't have any weight, so maybe it was something they were wearing, but okay. It's up to you. What do you think it is?
Well, if it's not a lot of weight, I was thinking like some sort of metal, but that would probably be have a little weight at least.
So. Maybe, but if maybe it's some like inscription of something important on it or something you're thinking of? I don't know.
Maybe it's like I don't know. What kind of weapons did they have?
They weren't really carrying weapons. They were usually just using their magic. They're salamanders, so they have the same burning brand ability that you have. So instead of carrying weapons, they make their weapons.
I was just kind of thinking like inscripted wand, but I can't do anything with it.
Oh, okay. Like a little fancy little wand. Okay.
Yeah,
like it needs something extra special to activate or something. But yeah, mark it, and you have it costs 500 coin. Well done. Wow.
Okay, cool. Jeez.
By a lot of prostitutes.
Guys, don't you think this little gem is just perfect for Fluffernubs? It's gonna look so adorable on her.
Meow. Are you gonna make that little necklace for me?
I think I will.
Meow. Thank you.
I said the word.
I think that's a gem, but okay.
Yeah. But yeah, otherwise, though, Dalem, what have you been up to while these guys have been looting? Have you been trying to question this kobold at all?
Yes. Okay.
How does that go? What do you ask?
Well, it starts out, I ask him how he's feeling. Hey, little guy, how are you feeling? How does it feel after being, well, how do you feel?
Dead. Well, I did not expect to still be alive after sacrificing myself to save my old mistress, but here I am. And other than that, I don't feel much.
Okay. I don't feel much.
He's like poking and prodding himself. He's checking out where the wound in the neck is. Like, yeah, nothing. Nothing at all. Pulls the skin off his arm just a little bit too far. Oh, like, oh no. Gotta put that back.
I see. You literally don't feel much. Okay. No. Well, I guess that's a good thing. And it's interesting to see that you remember. I was curious. I didn't want to scare you or anything. Anyway, I raised you back from the dead by the power of Spear. Well, through me, Spear Nula raised you back from the dead.
I see. Yes, it feels very different than Io's magic. This is very strange.
How does it feel different? Or did it, considering you don't feel much?
I still feel like I have movements, and Io is more progress, if that makes sense. Like there's something it here doesn't. Happening that's kind of, it's hard to explain. You'll have to just experience it yourself. He gives you a look.
Sorry, I'm a little on the dumb side. I don't know what you mean by progress.
Advancements.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
And what did Spirinula's feel like?
Spirinula, this we're pushing through me feels kind of like, oh, like there's like a warm day sort of thing. Like there, it's more like a nature vibe.
Like laying in the grass on the sunny
just like
hill.
On a nice warm day and a good breeze comes by. That's what it feels like when I'm using air still because I'm talking, but yeah, that's kind of what it feels like.
What does the breeze smell like?
Eggs, I think.
Okay.
I think you're wrong on that.
That makes sulfur.
He's dead. Yeah, just a little bit. A smell. Nice. But also too, like there's a little maybe. There's a little like I mean we established that the mud kind of has like a sulfur smell in it too, so maybe there's like a little bit of that nature mud smell coming out of his mouth. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's thank you for answering my weird questions, little what's your name? Do you have a name? What should I call you?
No. I was created to serve. I don't have a name.
Well, slave is a shit name.
Well, that's not far from what I was, but you can call me whatever you need.
God, I think of the worst names.
All right, what is it? Let's hear it now.
I mean, the word that comes... How about sluv?
Sluv? Sluv the slave. If that is what my master desires to call me...
No, you're not a slave. You're a sluv.
I assure you, I was definitely, we're very proud of our servitude to Io. That is not much of an offensive word to us.
What's, slave. Oh, is sluv offensive?
I don't think so, if that's what you desire to call me.
All right, sluv. I'll think of something better.
I think it's perfect.
That's cute.
Whatever you say.
You can do whatever you want. Thanks, you're not a slave. You're a sluv.
I really can't do whatever I want because my life feels tied to this man's.
Yeah, you're right. You're kind of not able to.
You
do
can't
too
go
much.
Too far.
No, definitely not. And I probably won't last very long either.
We'll see how far we can get.
Do you have any actual questions and things for me, or more just questions about myself?
What a dork. Thanks, Joe. I'm just enjoying asking.
I know.
Okay, let's see. Political stuff.
Well, how about we? I want to know what the salamanders are doing here.
Yeah, that one. There we go.
We were exploring a couple spots in the marsh. We went sent here. This wild woman, I believe her name was Florian Day, sent us around here looking for stories of an old fiddle she found. And we weren't really able to find much. It seems like she got the goods and left. Otherwise, we are trying to continue on our way to the east. We've heard stories out there as well.
That's very interesting, Sluv.
And just as a reminder, if you're heading towards... So you guys are kind of down here. And towards the east, over here, is where you guys have heard stories of, like, ruins and magic items and stuff. This is where Gim told Ordecor you guys are going to find the cornucopia that he was going to help you guys locate and stuff. So it seems like... People were traveling that direction as well. So, yeah.
Did you come from the south then?
We came from I guess we're still calling it Anomalous, but we are calling it Anomalous. We came from there and traveled this direction. From the west, I guess, around the Blessed Lake.
Okay.
What do they think is in the east? Have you heard anything about what specifically they're looking for or thinking to find that?
The old mistress spoke of an elixir.
Ooh, that could be anything.
I believe there was something specific about it they were looking for. Other than just being able to heal, there seemed to be some side effect about it that they were very interested in.
Yeah, maybe we could make more sluves with it. It's a sluve potion.
Well, That shouldn't be too hard to make. I mean, you just need a little dragon magic and I think they started calling them the man pigatars to make another sleuth.
Oh, so you used to be a man pigatar?
That's where I came, or me and my kind came from, yes. We were we were simplified into this suitable form.
Hmm.
Interesting. And Dalem just starts like grabbing the sluv's face and like pulling it and massaging it, like checking him out. It's very curious about the Snoove now.
Mm-hmm.
There was, we came down here because we saw a dragon just flying around in the sky, and we really want to know what was going on there.
Yes.
Did we see the dragon in the air?
No, he's gone fully to the west, or to the west. So
the west. So the dragon's not going to the east.
No, and I think even the little kobold speaks up and like, he just is here to bring us some new surprise. We had been here for a couple months trying to look for stuff, and we just needed a refill.
Supply dragon.
I heard surprise. Like, oh, what kind of surprise?
Oh, we were quite surprised when they sent a dragon out to give us supplies. That was not a thing that we thought was going to happen.
That's weird.
Show of power? Why do you think they sent the dragon?
Speed, for one. We made the call and the dragon arrived that day.
Wow, powerful.
Yeah.
What delivery.
Very prompt.
Yes.
Well, Dragon Dash.
Dragon Dash.
That sounds to me like if the dragon was just here to resupply this group, then the only thing left to do is to go eat.
Go eat?
Eat. Yes, let's do that first. Yes. But then we go eat.
That's a good idea.
Oh, east. Yeah, that too.
I agree.
Seems like something interesting is east.
That could be a plan.
Little Snoove, how many others were there going to the east, to the ruin?
Originally,
a big troop?
No, we were supposed to be pretty small. It was just the five of us. But now I can't say. The old mistress got away. I don't know how many she'll come back with.
That's a good point.
Political stuff. Politics? Charts? Does this work?
Yes.
Politics, yes. Anything specific you're looking for?
We want to know about salamander politics.
What would you like to know? Who was my last mistress? Who's in control? What would you like to know?
Yes, who is the big leader that we should probably find?
Well, it would probably be somebody who's on the Circle of Eight. Our emperor is Io, as you know, but there's sort of eight people who all kind of have these strange masks to denote their position, and they kind of make a lot of decisions for the day-to-day. And we all follow them willingly because they're wonderful.
Huh.
It's interesting.
I need an intelligence roll for this little kobold to give you more information. No, of the kobold. So he has
that
+2. So give me an intelligence with a +2 to see how much information I can give you about this.
Wait, an intelligence with a plus. Oh, here, I'll just roll my charisma.
Okay, 9. Okay, so some good information. So the old mistress who you just met, her name is Trig Thalad. She was a tiefling and now a fire salamander. Her mask is called the demon mask. And you saw that it made you guys kind of run away and stuff. So that's one of the things I can definitely tell you about her. She's she can be a very, very scary person, for sure. As for the others, there is a man who was formerly named Hotly Harmony. His real name is Theris. Is a wood salamander with some sort of swirling star mask. I don't know what it does. There is somebody who came over from the what were they called before? The Golden Spiral. Yes, he was a orc guy. He has a little capital tooth on him. As a reminder, this is the guy Varel fought and died to once.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Real?
No, this is Rel. There's two.
Oh, I thought they were the same guy this whole time.
No, two different people.
Oh my god, my mind is blown.
I'm so sorry.
Because they're so close. I thought brought him back.
No. Real, just one name, Real, is the guy from the Metallic Road that you guys hired. Rel Modes is the guy who Varel fought and died and kept trying to fight and stuff. He is an orc who is now a earthen salamander with an iron mask of some type. There is Geo Dawngazer, who was a human with and he likes to hide that he's a metal salamander and some sort of like festival mask on his face.
Dashing mask.
There's our good friend Kihi, who was a tabaxi at one point and is now a water salamander. She has something, she refers to it as the plague mask. I'm not quite sure what exactly it does, but it's very, it seems very interesting and unique compared to the others. We have a new member that joined, actually, before that. We have I believe you might have met them in the south, Honcho, our good friend. He was a halfling at some point and now is an earthen salamander as well. Has a mask of war that he parades around quite well, quite well.
Is this a shock right now that Honcho was a salamander? Did we know that?
You knew that he was a salamander, but I think it might be a revelation of how influential this guy was. Because you've met him before with Geo, and so...
Yeah, that was when we blew up that building.
Yes, exactly. We have one of our newest members, Violet Aura, who was an elf and is now also a water salamander. She carries some sort of death mask that seems to like the petromancers really don't seem to like it that much. So she's very, very useful in the war. And our last but not least, kind of an odd one. There's an oddball that kind of runs around who randomly just kind of shows up and helps out a bunch. A human named Florian Day, who carries just a mask that doesn't show anything at all.
Oh. Is it white?
I'm not sure. It's only referred to as the blank mask. I'm not sure about the specifics about what it can do, but she's kind of a hard person just to nail down. Not in the city very often. Very hard person to get to commit to her duties and such.
Yeah, I keep hearing this Florian Day name just thrown around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is about all the information you can get from him. Because Lisa rolled a 9 on this, so it's kind of interesting information, not really useful. So it's like, here are the names, but not quite sure what the masks do. Like, they've kind of kept that secrets a little bit and stuff. So he's not really able to answer a lot of those questions about the specifics. But you have 8 names now of like, who's the Circle of 8, who's in charge of the Empire of the Salamander, which is definitely new information you guys did not have. And Lisa, I know we never talked about Florian, but she is up to some shit. So... Yeah.
All right, so it's all the info we can get out of him.
At least on this topic, yes.
Are you guys hungry? Good. We wanted to eat, right? Should we eat this guy?
Me? What?
We can get guts out of him now, too.
Oh, okay. That seems...
I'm so funny. Dalem says nervously as he like looks at the horror on everybody's faces.
Oh yes, 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 Miss Mister. Thank you. That's you really got me.
Yeah.
But if she did, if he did ask you to, he would.
You see, Fluffernubs lick her lips. Like, yeah, let's eat.
I mean, yeah, Fluffernubs does not mind.
Nah, cats will eat your face. So.
I mean, he was a man bear pig, so that sounds pretty good.
At least 2/3 of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely... it's not that weird.
Yeah.
It's not quite cannibalism.
Not quite. Yeah. But yeah, any other kind of quick questions right now? You guys have a lot of time and pause and stuff before we kind of move.
We opened up the supply crate already, didn't we?
Yeah, there's just supplies, some rations. Everybody got a potion and stuff. Not much else. Like maybe just some real basic supplies. Maybe like a fancy tea that the Fire Salamander requested, but otherwise, like nothing too specific or anything.
And we looted the corpses.
Yep.
Sweet. Well, folks, seems like our work here's done. I don't know, washes his hands, whatever. I don't understand how to say that. You know, like claps them together sideways so it goes.
Yeah, whoosh, yeah, yeah.
Whoosh, ah!
Oh, yes. What direction are we guys headed? East, you guys said? Or you guys came from the north, right?
We are meeting somebody. Where are we meeting that guy?
Isn't it one of your friends, Gim?
So, no, he's not necessarily a friend of mine. I just know him through... I don't even know him, but Ladonric Or not Lenat.
Liedrick.
Liedrick knows him and said he can help us find what we're looking for. Which
okay, so we're going to go meet a random stranger of yours.
I can't remember what... Oh, wait, he wants the statue, huh?
Yeah, that was the original reason why you guys called him up, so...
Yes.
So
yeah,
we're
totally going to get him to join us.
And then he was going to give us what? He was going to give us something good for that.
Probably pay you for it, and then lead you guys onto the next leg of your journey to the east. I think we established.
Sweet. Okay, I thought he was coming with us.
Yeah, I thought he was coming with us too. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be a follower for you guys and come with you. Yes, because it was the
spoiler alert.
It was the magic item was the cornucopia you were talking about, which
yes.
you were trying to work it so you can just get it, but unfortunately we've established that it's in the east through Joe and stuff, so
yeah, that's what we're getting.
Yeah. But yeah, he's going to help you guys out get over there and stuff, so
well then,
yeah, take care of things.
Let's go eat now, and then let's get back to where's the city? What's the city called?
Elf City.
Yeah, the Swamp Elf City. I don't think it's ever been given a name because I don't think they'll ever describe it having a name.
Well then, let's eat and get going back to the Elf City so we can beat the salamanders to the east.
Ruined. Yes, let's do that. But wait, one second. I just thought of something I have to ask our little Sluve here. Sluve, little Sluve, and Dalem reaches into his bag and pulls out that jar of nasty mud. Little Sluve, do you know what this is? Is there anything magical I can do with it? Can you sense anything special?
It just smells like mud, Master. I don't know if I have any sort of magical tendencies as this, so I don't know if I could help you. Where did you get it?
Worth a try.
Yeah.
I sloughed it from my body into this jar.
Gross. I'm sorry, Master. I shouldn't be so rude in front of you.
Oh, no, I'm flattered.
Oh, okay. You are very different from my last mistress.
Good. I'm laughing so hard.
Good. Alrighty, but if you guys are going to be wrapping up here, let's undertake a perilous journey to get back to the Elven Town. It's about a day trip we did last time, so we'll just do this real quick because it's kind of a dangerous swamp area. But yeah, so we need one person to quartermaster to look after the food, one person to be the trailblazer to reduce the amount of time it takes, and one person to scout in case for trouble. And these are all wisdom rolls, so who's doing what? And
I'm wise for some reason.
You're wise.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be the trailblazer, blazing those trails.
Blazing those trails. All right. So I guess that means Gim is taking care of good shit.
Yes.
All right. Mark XP.
No. All
right. The rest of you roll as well. Gim, it sounds like you're taking care of the food.
What am I doing?
We're all doing wisdom.
Or one person. It was sounded like Mina, you were trailblazing. So I need one person to scout one person to do rations. To do food.
I'm scout then, it sounds like.
All right. Good. Okay. Gim, all right. Yeah, Gim, give me a wisdom roll, please.
Oh, jeez.
Did that go?
No, it didn't actually.
We're doing terrible, guys.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Hey, there it is. Okay.
Slightly better.
So for Mina and Gim, each role performs their job as expected. The normal amount of rations are consumed. The journey takes about as long as expected. Nobody gets a drop on you, but you can't get a drop on them either. So this is interesting. So it's the trailblazer is the one who says how much time it takes to get there, and since Mina got a little lost to get there, we'll just count the first one boss as so since it take a little bit longer to get there, this is a thing where it's probably going to take, instead of just one day to get back, it might take like 2 days to get around and stuff, so you guys are gonna have to mark off two rations then for this little journey to get back.
It's very funny that she was like, let's go.
I thought Fluffernubs knew where she was going.
Yeah, but there was a good smell over here.
Oh, okay. You might be right about that.
Tell me more of this smell.
Meow, meow, meow.
I guess this is a secret cat smell language that you use to describe smells.
You can't talk to cats. Only Mina can.
Oh. I'm trying, okay? Dalem doesn't know that.
I'm just off in the corner. Meow, 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 meow,
meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, just meowing back and forth at each other. But yeah, it just takes a little bit longer to get there, which is good, because when you guys arrive, Orr is there and is definitely looking at the statue you guys had found. So, let's see. Gim, where did you leave the statue before? Like, was it was down on one of these? Like, where were you? You found it when you were fishing, so where would you have been fishing?
I think I was in between... Like, right where we're walking, I was kind of in between there.
Okay.
And I want to say I either left the statue here or on this one.
We'll do it like it was over here, like you guys found something digging it out. And so as you guys walk up, you see this orc with a single eye patch and stuff. And he is just... He sees you guys approach and goes, oh, hello there. Are you guys the adventuring crew who I was expected to meet?
Right on time.
Yes.
I should say so. This statue you guys found is very, very excellent. Who is the one who discovered this?
That would be me. Okay. Are you Orc Decor?
Orr Decor.
Oh.
He kind of narrows his eyes at you a little bit.
I knew it was something strange. I mean, what? It's fine. It's a good name.
How was your journey?
It was eventful. There was definitely quite a few sort of experiences I was not expecting to have. I was able to see there's not much. This forest is so interesting. It's so vivid and so wild. It's so much fun to come in here and just check things out.
Isn't this a cool place?
It really is. It's been a long, long time since I've been here.
So is eventful in a good way?
Well, yes, I've been here before. It's been a long, long time. How much has Liedrich told you about me? Gim, right?
I'm gonna say not too much, but I had the feeling that you're strong.
Oh, sure. You gotta be to carry all this stuff around and travel around. He flexes a little bit. But as for this whole map... This whole area and stuff too. I came around here when I was much younger and I tried to map out as much as I could of the old world, the sort of the old empire before that whole nonsense fell.
Interesting.
Yes, wow. Yes. I have it right here. He pulls a roll out on like one of those like map tubes out from his back and pulls out like, yes, yes, yes. So this is the, why we have seemed to, acknowledge as what the old world looks like. As you can see, where we would be just plain water. There wasn't even land here until these trees started growing up, which is so fascinating and interesting, I think. And I have moved you guys over to a new, brand new world map of the old empire.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's a lot of dragons.
Yes, lots of dragons flying around, which I thought
was that really like interesting. A big skeleton dragon down in the south?
Yeah, there's a big skeleton down there.
That's terrifying.
Yes. But like a lot
is that
of
actual
like,
size.
Anyways, so like one of the big consistencies to check out is like there's no volcano in the north, which is like that's interesting. And then this low marsh is much, much smaller in scale. It seems like there was an island kind of like attaching it. So these trees kind of overgrew the whole area, it looks like, and connected stuff. And significantly for Mina, the Wasteland of Fire is not a wasteland. It is green and lush, at least by his depiction.
Whoa. Now, Orr, I take it you're a bit of a history buff.
Yes, I'm so fascinated by this and stuff. And the statue you have found is really interesting, too. I can't believe you're able just to pull it out of the ground from what I hear. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was crazy. It must have been stuck here for years, maybe centuries.
Oh, easily centuries. It's so fast. It's so fascinating what we can find out here.
Yeah, well, it's yours if you help us.
Sure, absolutely. What do you need help with?
Oh, we're trying to find a... What is it? Some sort of animal? Some cornucopia? Rare item. Cornucopia, yes, the cornucopia.
Of course. Captain Blight's kind of cornucopia. That makes so much sense. Of course.
Blight. that man.
That's funny. Because isn't it like a everlasting food?
When supposedly to the stories, it's whoever hears the sound of the cornucopia being blown, food will be produced for the people who heard it.
Everybody around, right? Oh,
wow. Yes, but it is loud, unfortunately. But otherwise, though, I mean, you don't have to worry about food, drink, or rations. Imagine.
Small price to pay for broken eardrums.
That's right. This cornucopia, it's going to solve all of our problems.
That would be a yes, of course. Gim, can we talk aside for just a minute?
Food is all I need. Yes.
Food is all you need. Oh, great. Don't mind us real quick. We just need to discuss the details of the job. Don't worry about it.
Just follow them.
Okay. So Aura pulls Gim aside and he just kind of sorry for the voice. I just need to, you know, you're not sure who's around and everything. Don't worry about it. But Gim, I just wanted to talk to you real quick. How trustful are these other two? Actually, two? I thought Liedrich said there was three.
Did something change in your voice?
Yes, I'm using a fake voice to talk to the group. Come on, keep up.
Interesting. You know, I'm not the brightest, but I catch on eventually.
Okay, I see.
These people, you know, the thing is, they trust me. I think they trust me, so... And they haven't done anything except maybe Fluffernubs to suggest that they're not trustworthy.
The cat isn't trustworthy.
No. I like Fluffernubs, but he's just mischievous.
Got it. We'll be able to keep an eye out for it. So they won't betray us. When are we going to betray them, though?
See, that's the thing. I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay. Soon? Well, maybe there might be rumors of a thing we could do when we get to the east in the ruins. So we'll just play it close to the chest. It'll be okay.
I'm not trying to kill them or anything, but... I just want to continue my business like before.
Oh. Well, we don't need to betray them for that.
Yeah, I just want to sell, like, really good drugs, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, so no betrayal on either side.
Yeah, this is just for the time being. I'm having fun, but I gotta go back to work eventually.
Okay. No murdering. Got it. Okay.
No murdering. No, not this time. Not these guys.
Interesting. Okay. Well, just, you know, make sure I get my cut and it'll be good to go. I think I know what I want out of the statue and we'll be on our way.
Wait. I thought this was your cut.
The statue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'll get this. And then, you know, we'll see what else we can find out there.
Finders, keepers, and all that. It's true. We're gonna probably find some wild stuff.
Sure. I can't wait. So now out of character, Ordicor is a follower. And for their stats, they don't have the six typical stats that you guys do. They have quality and loyalty. His quality is a +2, so very good, pretty competent. Nice. His loyalty is a +1, because he's made a deal. He's shaken hands with Liedrich, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you guys look over in the journal tab on Roll20, I've added the follower rules sheet to there. He has a bunch of really specific moves for himself as well, so just things to keep an eye on. That's Aura Decor. A little bit of a paranoid art collector, it seems like.
What species?
He is an orc. So he's kind of a large figure. He is kind of wearing like adventurer's gear and stuff with an eye patch, little tusk and stuff coming out of his mouth. Okay. Dark skin. Let's go darker skin with him.
Okay.
And yeah, so after this discussion, he just goes, well, we should go back to the group now before they get concerned. Oh, yes. Yeah, the statue, though. I just have to do one little quick thing with the statue, and then he can get some supplies, and we can head out whenever you guys want. Emma Toad Whisperer is kind of watching a little bit of all this as well, like, just thinks, like, this is the weirdest shit I've ever seen. But Orr goes over to the statue of the Leviathan, which is, like, this giant dragon and stuff. He takes this kind of special like pick hammer thing out of it, out of the bag, hammers the spear side into the head of the Leviathan, kind of splits it and rips apart the head, and grabs a little item inside the head and just goes, well, I'm all set.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he just got himself paid.
Okay.
Mina was trying to ask what the significance of the statue was earlier.
Yeah, I think, or just kind of offers up, oh, the significance? You are looking for Captain Blythe's cornucopia, correct? Over in the east, right, Gib?
Yeah.
Well, this Leviathan is Captain Blythe's. At least we believe it is.
Whoa, wait, this statue was a captain?
No. The statue represents a Leviathan who was the captain.
Well, captain of what?
The captain of a ship, I'm assuming. I mean, look at this water on the old map. It clearly, you need some way to traverse this with large groups of people. And I'll pull you guys back over to the world map. So, like, you have this sort of gap in between, what, in the marsh now. So that he's saying is, like, there was a Leviathan literally ferrying people across this sort of stretch of the ocean.
Wow, so, like, was the Leviathan the ship? Because they can swim, right?
Yeah, they can swim. Yeah.
But yet it was like captain to ship.
We're not sure exactly. The stories seem to only talk about the Leviathan herself. We're not sure what that means exactly, but it is fascinating, isn't it? How much fun would it be to ride on Leviathan if it doesn't bite your head off?
I think that sounds fascinating. Yeah. Wonder if Spirinula knew that Leviathan.
Spirinula? Oh, you follow her?
Oh, yes. Do you know of Spirinula?
No, not a lot. She only showed up in, like, a couple months ago.
Really?
Yes. That's fascinating. There's not much... There's some mentions in the old stories, but not the significance, the coral these days. Of course, the coral and your spear. Oh, my goodness. This is fascinating. This is fascinating. No. There's not much that's really known about Spirinula. I would love to pick your ear about what you would be willing to share.
I would love to spread the word of Spirinula.
Of course. Well, let's sit down and talk. Let's sit down and talk. Are we planning on leaving tonight, or are we leaving tomorrow morning?
We're kind of in a hurry, but
we should be better.
We need to sleep.
We can rest and then we'll leave in the morning too. It should be pretty
adventurous. In the dark of night.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll be ready to go first thing in the morning.
Great. We shall sleep, we shall drink, we shall experience whatever this culture is out here. This is so fascinating and so interesting.
I like this guy.
He's good.
I trust him fully.
Ah, I see. He's
doing his job. This is the perfect time to read some stuff about the follower for all of our listeners.
Sure, let's see.
I think we should just, for now, we can read Order Follower and watch them go. That one's
interesting. So, the move Order Follower. When you order or expect a follower to do something dangerous, degrading, or contrary to their instinct, roll plus loyalty. 10 plus, they do it. Now. 7 to 9, they do it, but the GM picks one from a list, and then 6 minus, I get to make a move. They also can do call for assistance. When a follower helps you make a move that calls for a roll, take a +1 on that roll, but they will be expecting a potential compensation. When a follower attempts to help you hack and slash or volley, roll their damage die along with your own and use the highest one, so they can kind of help you guys do things and stuff. Do their thing. When a follower does something chancy within the scope of their tags or moves, roll plus quality. They do it as reasonably as one can hope. They do it, but there's unforeseen cost, consequence, or limitations. And then the one Boss just mentioned, watch them go. When a follower has -3 loyalty, they betray or abandon you at the next opportunity. The way you avoid that would be to pay up. It's a move. When you pay a follower's cost, increase their loyalty by +1 with a maximum of +3. You can't trigger this move again until both of you and your follower have made camp.
So we can all do that, right?
You guys can do it like once. And like once per rest. But his cost, where did I put it? I have a specific thing I wanted for him. Here it is. His cost is wealth, and it's kind of like items and stuff to sell would be his cost.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did he just get paid?
Yeah, which is why his loyalty is at plus one.
Okay, got it.
Cool. Yeah, he started at zero. He got paid for Gim as part of his contract. His loyalty is at a plus one.
There you go. Pretty good, pretty good.
Off to a good start. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.